Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Yo, yo, yo. From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis the season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing of gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings, all of which breathes new life into the play experience every week with yours truly on Basa Fulfira, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. You can claim your gift at ombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Ombasa. See you on the playground. Play experience Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
Hi, this is Celeste Morgan from Celestial Show, wishing you and yours a happy holiday.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. I second that. Welcome home. Welcome to yourself as we support you in loving yourself back to life when things fall apart. But when your godness, your goodness, your God presence is your foundation, it's easy to remember who and what you are.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Thank you, Carly Jackson. That is the truth of who we are. That is real. There's nothing you can do about it. But the best thing you can do about it is to know it, is to live it, is to embrace it. So even while your life is falling apart, you can remind yourself, you can really remind yourself and let yourself know that something is holding you together, even though things are falling apart. This is Bridget Bryant, Rolling River God, and we will be right back.
Rolling River God. still. I'm just trying to reconcile this river's chill. But when I close my eyes and feel you rushing by, I know time brings change, and change takes time. But when the
Brian. We all want to be smooth. Sometimes you need some rough edges to create some friction. But the waters of life will support you being smooth and finding yourself in being grounded. Rolling River God, Bridget Bryant. You can find Bridget Bryant on Facebook. And of course, we started the show well, the affirmative prayer through and from Carly Jackson. And you can find her as well on Facebook. Her name, Carly Jackson. Start with the first name first. C-A-R-L-L-I-E. Jackson. J-A-X-E-N. That's how she rolls. She's very creative like that. And it's... Don't say that. Leave it alone. Okay, I will. Welcome to the House of Love. Welcome to yourself. Welcome to your truth. Welcome to your life. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're alive. You make a difference because you came here to make a difference. You set the intention a long time ago, and that intention went ahead of you, preceded you. So right now, you're living out the intention that you set forth many eons ago. It is an intention that was set from a place of soulfulness, which means you can embrace your life no matter how it's showing up right now. You can. There are no mistakes in God. There are no mistakes in you. On the human plane, we say that was wrong, that was right, there's a mistake, I shouldn't have done that. But in truth, in the big scheme of things, there are no mistakes. There are no mistakes in life, period. Sometimes we get a reality check when we, especially, you know, some of you may be able to relate to this, on a computer, you're doing something and your finger clicks something, and you're like, oh. And you find out you've had a computer years and years, didn't even know this key does something. Now you start using it. Some people come up with a new menu because they made a mistake. There are no mistakes in God. You are not a mistake. You are never a mistake. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I am is your host. The I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. And I'm here to be of service to support you on your transformation journey. Today is a great day for you to be alive. Thank you for being here. Your presence is making a difference. Together, we are shifting the planet. Together, we're healing the planet. That's enough for you to pat yourself on the back. And you can stop working hard right now. Let life work through you. Your only responsibility is to yield to it, is to let life happen through and as you. Yes, it's not about just sitting still and doing nothing. That's right, doing nothing. You got to cooperate with the process that is already in motion. I want to welcome all of you that are listening on the phone line. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Glenda, Live in the Light, Electra, Virtual Office Center, Love and Happiness. Tia is in the house. Silent listeners. Yes, this guy's a guest. Thank you, Electra. Yeah, deep breath, everybody. It is free, it is healing, it recalibrates you, and it reminds you that you're part of a presence that is so powerful. Breathe. Embrace life. I want to welcome those of you listening on the phone lines as well. Thank you all for tuning in. My dear sister friend, Julia, is in the house. Yogini Julia. Strike a pose, Julia. Work it, Julia. inside joke between Julia and I. Well, okay, I want to invite my friends. Julia has a picture on Facebook. Oh, my God, she working. She's just like, watch out, world. I want to welcome those of you listening on the archive as well. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for being here. And, of course, our Within Radio listeners. I am so grateful to be here. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be of service and support you as you love yourself back to life when things fall apart. Maybe you are standing on your 2 feet right now, but we got to keep the inspiration going and supporting one another. We are taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad if you want to share your stories with us. Celeste is going to give you some more information. Darnella is going to be joining us soon. And speaking of Celeste, let's bring her on right now. Hello, Celeste. How are you?
Hello, Life Coach today. I'm great. How are you doing today?
I am good. I'm good. I don't have what I'm feeling. I don't know if there's a word for it, but right now it's just good. It's the beauty of life expressing as me, and it's more of a feeling than it is words. Mm-hmm. So there are no words for it. I can call it good. I can call it gratitude. I can call it great. I can call it God. I can call it goddess. But it's so much more than that. How was your weekend?
Eventful. I'm happy to be with you and the beautiful love and happiness in Electra, Living Light, and all the people that I know and don't know who are listening. It's been an eventful couple of weeks, so I'm rolling with it.
Good. So, you ready to bring the church announcement?
I'm so ready.
Okay, let's do it.
Bring it on. Wonderful. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show at lifeconversationsradio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach a Day and our wonderful return guest, Darnella Ford, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. And make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure that we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. Also, you can email Life Coach Today any time of the day, and he'll answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. You can also email him if you have a topic you would like Life Coach Today to cover for an upcoming show. So, what has you curious? Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of December is Living with the One. We have wonderful shows lined up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, Life Coach Today will be flying solo to feed you some soul food for your consciousness, so make sure you're here in the house for that. We also have exciting shows on Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safera for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on a playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, which usually airs on the last Wednesday of the month, except they're going to bring it to you this Wednesday. So learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. And don't forget to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we have a great time pulling cards, playing with tarot, and getting you more clarity about your life's journey. Now, in case you haven't heard it, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. And Saturday nights just got hotter with the Sounds of Soul with Adeyemi Fowoshe. Get ready for some soul, R&B, pop, gospel, and more at 10 p.m. Eastern every Saturday night on 1-2 Radio. Now, if you missed the Soul Train on Saturday, you can catch an encore presentation on Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern, also at 12radio.com. Finally, we have a special treat for you. For a contribution of $5 or more, we will send you a fresh, hot off the presses, guided meditation done by our very own Life Coach Today. Get ready to say yes to your good. So, to get in alignment, all you need to do is go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, then click on the Life Conversations Radio menu, then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you'll see a donate button on the right-hand side. You can also go to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and or Life Conversations Radio fan like pages on Facebook and simply click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you. So you'll be back around one. Well,
sure
we'll
will.
See you around one. All right, talk to you later. Life is good. It's getting better. How's your weekend? What did you get up to? How's your life unfolding? You know, the year is coming to an end. What's been shifting? What's been moving in your world? What are the successes? What are the challenges? What goals have you achieved? Are you looking at the goals you wrote in 2012 and beating yourself up because you haven't achieved it? Or did you just have some lofty ideas about where you think you'll be today, but you're not there? Maybe you've just been through hell and back. Good for you. You did not move into hell. You did not buy a mansion there. You did not decide to say, you know what, I can't keep walking. I'm just going to move in here and chill out. Speaking of hell, I discovered yesterday that there is a hell. Did you know that? All this time, I didn't even know. I just didn't know. I didn't know there was a hell. But guess what? As far as I know, it's only in this country. Woo, about to get yourself in trouble, boy. Yes, hell is in Michigan. That's where it is. No, I'm not being whatever, but there is a place in Michigan called hell, H-E-L-L. That's right. That's what I'm saying. And it was a link. And I was like, huh? It said, where she from? She said, hell. And then where she lives, Hellville. I'm like, oh, she is really putting some crazy vibrations out there. only to find out there is a hell, Michigan. You learn new things every day. So when people tell you there ain't no hell, say, you lie. It's in Michigan. And you can get the hell out of there, too, if you want to. Oh, boy. On a side note. But, you know, wherever you are, heaven or hell, God is there. So you don't have to trip. I wonder if there's a heaven something, like heaven Michigan, heaven Georgia, I don't know. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And what's going on here? We need to fix some things. Which one of y'all are messing with my chat room? Make sure you press one of your keypad. Donella is walking, making her way into the studio. I'm going to read a little bit about her, and we're going to continue the conversation, talking about the power of love, the power of surrender, the power to say yes to life, and to remember that life is for you, not against you. One of the things, I better make a note to myself, one of the things I want to talk to Donella about too is depression, you know. To talk about the suicide rates going up during this time, and I've read a lot of different articles, caregivers who are committing suicide, taking their lives. And there's so much going on. You got to take care of yourself. We must take care of ourselves. Let me read a little bit about my dear sister friend, who I'm so happy to have back here with us. It's been a while. And, of course, it's Donella Ford. She's tough. She's an author. Okay, stop it. I couldn't resist. It was right there. I have to walk through that door. Donella Ford is the author of 5 best-selling novels and a recipient of the Best New Voice of 2003. She's written a lot of books. But let me just tell you a little bit about her story. Known for her ability to create unpretentious, greedy masterpieces, Donella has established a well-respected name for herself in the world of African-American literature. However, in 2006, her life would profoundly change when Donella traveled to Seattle and began a 3-year course of study at the Ancient School of Wisdom. Under the instruction of some of the most brilliant quantum physicists in the country, Donella studied the profound world of energy, matter, and how it all affects our daily lives. Deeply inspired by the changes she made in her life, in 2008, Donella created and launched Journey to Worthy, a program of inspiration designed to expand awareness and transform lives. And if you're friends with Donella on Facebook, you will know already who she is, because she shows up for an appointment to leave you from sacred medicine, to share some soul food for your consciousness. She is a spiritual teacher. That's what I say. She is a lover of humanity. Truly God, goddess in a body, a visionary. She's so much more. Her website address is journeytoworthy.org, journeytoworthy.org. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, my sister, myself, Donella Ford. Hey, Donella, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you, darling?
I am very well. Nice to have you back, and nice to have you back.
Nice to be back. Nice to be here in your presence. I love your show. So thank you for having me.
I don't know if you're on a speakerphone, but can you get closer to us? We want to feel you. We want to feel your heartbeat. We want to go on a journey to Worthy with you.
No, I'm not. Are you having trouble hearing me? I'm just on a regular.
Well, voice. I can
Does
hear
sound
you.
A little
just
funny?
Sound. Well, it sounds a little bit distant. I don't know if you're using the earpiece or something. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, let me see if I can make some adjustments. Can you hear me better now?
I can feel you more. I can feel your temperature. Yeah, I can feel your temperature now. I like to feel my guest's temperature. I want to feel their heartbeat. Yep. I want to feel like, You're right here. So it's nice to have you back to Life Conversations Radio. And you have been doing a lot, transforming lives, and so much that we don't even have time to talk about. But what I do want to do, first thing I want to do here, I read a little bit about you. There's so much more that we can't even cover in a bio. But I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Darnella Ford?
You always get me with these good questions early on. You hit me with the big ones early on. You know what's interesting? A day, in some ways, it changes every day, and in other ways, it stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very different than I was the last time we spoke, but yet, in essence, I'm more the same than I've ever been. The unchanging part of me, I believe, is just pure light. It's pure love. It's pure goodness. It's harmony. It's balance. It's grace. It's love. The ever-changing, evolving, growing part of me, well, it depends on what day of the week you catch me on. you know?
Yes.
Evolving, growing, shifting, learning, healing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I think I have certain assignments, though. I do feel that in this lifetime, there is a certain assignment that I have that came with my life mm-hmm. on Earth, and that is, you know, teacher, healer, speaker, listener,
mm-hmm.
someone that uplifts collectively the frequency of humanity, holding a light for humanity, holding a place in my heart and a vision for the upliftment and love while we each go through this thing that we call our lives on Earth.
Mm. Yes, yes. So you talked about the assignment. How has the assignment changed you? I just want to ask.
Oh.
And
well,
yes.
That's a beautiful question. And if I may share a thought with you, this morning I laughed. I go to my yoga class at 6 in the morning, and it really is a sacred time, being out, you know, 5:45, driving and watching the sun come up, watching daybreak hit. It was pitch black dark when I left this morning, but in the corner of the sky, you can see daybreak and the promise of a new day that we all have. My assignment has changed me in my lifetime. It's expanded me. It has grown me quite a bit. I always thought my assignment in life, and I'll share it with you because you and I are cool like that. When I was a little girl, I would always look up in the sky when my parents were driving. I'd always sit in the back seat, and I was always mesmerized with the sky, especially darkness. And I would always see the stars in the sky, and I always felt like I was a star. And when I was little, I would tell myself, I'm a star, I'm a star, I'm a star, because I thought the stars were so beautiful. As I got to be older, as a form of a teenager, I took that quite literally, and I said, I'm a star, and that meant Hollywood. I'm a star. And I was obsessed with stardom. As a young adult, interestingly, I did make my way to Hollywood at the age of 21.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, in some way, chasing stardom and fame, my life ended up really interestingly quite the opposite of what I ever thought it would be. If you would have ever said, Darnella, do you see yourself working with the homeless, working with drug addicts? Do you see yourself down on Skid Row? Do you see yourself working with people out of prison? People in prison, people on parole? Do you see yourself working with foster youth, people with mental health issues? Never in a million years would I have ever seen such an assignment for my life. But it's interesting because it unfolded quite miraculously and quite organically and quite naturally. And I have to tell you, I don't know if there's anything on Earth that I could do or that I have done that has been more fulfilling than the work that I do through Journey to Worthy. I feel the most alive when I'm in this work.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. I love how you saw your true reflection as being a star. And as it is for all of us, there comes a time where that true reflection has to be externalized. It's almost like we have to experience who we are not in order to appreciate who we really are. So it became something outside of yourself. But all of that journey was part of journey to worthy, pun intended.
Yes.
You know, it's really recognized. Okay. And actually, I mean, for me, when I look at it, it's like, You saw yourself as a star everywhere, evenly present, always shining. But we can all see ourselves as one with God, daughters and sons of God. But we've got to download that idea on this earth. We must bring that stardom on this earth. Now we got to learn how to dance with that and not get caught up. And but it's really in, as you just shared, it's really in recognizing as a star. What light? How are you supposed to shine your light? So when how you're shining your light aligns with the star that you already are, that's it. The rest is just, you know, it's history. The up and down, you deal with it, but you stay in alignment. So I understand. I really do understand. And, you know, Journey to Worthy is your expression. I won't even say your baby. It's your expression. And we'll talk more about that. But today's topic, today's conversation is loving yourself back to life when things fall apart. And this month, our theme is living with the one, the idea of really consciously living and being and embracing who and what God is as our lives. Now, I want to just throw this to you. When we talk about loving yourself back to life when things fall apart, speak on that.
Wow, there's so much to say. As you know, in the human experience, and everyone who is listening, it's ebb and flow, it's peaks and valleys, it's up and down. And there are times when we may experience a period of time that may last over a period of days, weeks, months, and or years, in which our life literally falls apart. It seems to come undone at the root. And I work with a lot of people in this particular space. Sometimes we call this crisis. Sometimes we call it tragedy. Sometimes we call it an unfortunate incident of, you know, being laid off or losing a home or a divorce, a breakup, a loss of a relationship, the death of someone we love, our own personal health challenges. So there's all kinds of things that humanity deals with at any given day, at any given moment. And I wanted to speak on how do we love ourselves through these challenging times? How do we hold on when everything around us is collapsing? And that's what I wanted to share. And if I may, if I can, would you mind if I read a little paragraph of my daily inspiration from my Facebook page, something that I wrote on Friday?
Go ahead. Kind of speaks
to this moment. Thank you. I was sitting at my desk working, and there's a tree outside my window that I love. And it simply says, there is a tree outside of my window, and I've been watching it for some time now. Its leaves are dying and falling and falling and dying and unapologetically spreading themselves over the ground. From what I can gather, the tree does not look worried, nor does it appear to be afraid of losing itself. In the dead of winter, the tree still believes in the spring. And though it cannot feel the warmth of spring, still it knows it is coming. And because of that, the tree stands with dignity to honor this season without regret. It does not weep. It does not complain. It does not look sad. It only knows its own perfection. Someday may I be as wise as my tree.
Yes, I love that. I love that. So,
and I just wanted to say, one of my greatest teachers today has been nature. And if you observe the way nature recycles itself, if you observe the way nature withdraws in the fall, in the autumn, in the winter, if you can observe how nature goes dormant and does not give forth new life, and if you can observe that nature is calm and dignified through the winter, and it still has its majestic beauty, and even when there's no sign of spring in sight, 20 below zero and the ground packed with snow and ice, Nature still contends that spring too will come, giving forth new life. So I look at that, and I look at my own life. Sometimes we have winter. Sometimes we have autumn and fall. And it seems as though we are dormant and our lives are dormant, and we go within, and it looks as though we're not bearing new fruit. Many people will say, my God, I feel stuck. I feel stuck in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But holding on and trusting, but spring too will come, because every season must change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So true. So true. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the wonderful voice of Darnella Ford. Today's topic, today's theme is loving yourself back to life when things fall apart. And we're taking your call, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Darnella Ford is a spiritual teacher. She's truly a visionary, and she has profound wisdom that when you do hear it, it resonates with you on a deep level. Let's talk about a little bit more about this nature's wisdom, the tree wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, the idea of loving ourselves back to life when things fall apart. When things fall apart, one of the things that happens is this wonderful experience, emotion called pain. How do we take the wisdom of nature, the wisdom of the tree, that stands no matter how cold it is, no matter how hard it is. How do we use that wisdom to support us when we are in deep pain and we don't even know who or what God is? The idea of meditation is just like, it sounds familiar because there's so much pain. How do we integrate nature's wisdom?
Well, it really is. That's a really good question. In many ways a day, it's a practice. It really is a walk of faith. It is a day by day, sometimes breath by breath, moment by moment, hour by hour walk of faith. It is pulling on the strength of our ancestors, of our parents, of our grandparents, those whom we've known have come before us and have gone through that and much more than we are currently going through. And simply put, in the observance, some people are not nature-oriented, so if you're not a nature-oriented person and the outdoors is quite unfamiliar to you, it may be difficult to pull up on that wisdom because you won't know what you're looking at when you see it. However, just a couple of things. For example, the palm tree. California is sprinkled with them everywhere, the palm tree, and it grows to soaring heights. The palm tree has a very strong root system. It can bend all the way down to the ground, and it won't break. Not many people know that. The oak tree as well, very, very strong root system that can actually come undone, and still the tree will not die. So if you look at, if you look at the trees, examine their strength. Understand, if you look at the mountain, one of the things that I did, my own learning with nature, when I decided to allow nature to teach me, I began to look at the mountain, and one day I was driving, and I simply just began to pay attention to the mountain. And I would visit this particular mountain every day, and I noticed the consistency with the mountain, that no matter the season, the weather, the storm, the cold, the heat, the mountain remained reliable, sturdy, strong, and in place. The mountain never moved. It wasn't where it wasn't supposed to be the next day. And I would further get out and spend time up on this mountain where I would meet with flowers, wildflowers in the spring. And I would meet with all forms of animal life. And one of the things that I noticed one morning on a sunrise hike in the mountain, I came up on a crest in the ridge overlooking this deep valley, and it was filled with spring flowers, and the smell was intoxicating. It was so beautiful. And I looked over the ridge, and I said, wow. These flowers are so consistent. They're so loyal to their purpose. They bloom without struggle. They do not worry whether they will bloom. Human beings worry whether or not they'll bloom. Will I achieve my purpose? Will I fulfill myself? People worry about that every day. But in nature, you will observe that nature fulfills itself. And they don't worry about it. It's very natural. You walk down the path, you'll see the tree. It's filled with leaves. The tree does not worry that it won't grow leaves. It trusts its process. And I would see also in the animals themselves. I ran into a lot of snakes along the way, and I grew great admiration for this thing that we call the snake in my time in the mountain. And I observed the beauty of the snake and the snakes shedding their skin. And I said, everything in nature knows how to fulfill itself. It knows how to live its purpose. Then let me become a student of nature so that it can teach me how to fulfill mine. Because every single one of us has it. We have a purpose. We have a mission. We have a fulfillment. We are all a part of the song of life, and we all have to play our key. We play our part to know our part in it, to create a well-played symphony, and that's humanity. So nature is a powerful, if one will allow themselves the beauty, to observe the beauty of nature. If you ever go to the river, to the lake, even with stones and rocks and even with mountains and crevices, the river will run right through it, even to the point where it'll cut the rock over time, right? It'll create a new path. You know, the river will always flow. It will simply work its way around what is in the way, but the river will never stop. The river never says, oh, my goodness, there's too many rocks. We'll stop. So in mimicking the consciousness, if we can just say in that way, imitating, aligning ourselves or attuning to the consciousness of the tree. The tree is conscious. Mm-hmm. The tree is wise. The tree is wisdom. The flower is conscious. The flower is wise. Why is the flower sometimes smarter than the human? Because the flower knows it will bloom without effort. It will simply follow the natural order of the universe, and it knows it will bloom. The human being at times is completely turned around, and we doubt that we will bloom in our lifetime sometimes.
The hazard of free will. Occupational hazard of having free will. Now, a couple of things. We've got to take a call. There's a gentleman on the line who's got a question, and it goes very well with today's conversation. What I'm hearing you say is the importance, to some extent, is almost like looking at something outside of ourselves, or some people will be outside of themselves, like nature, the mountain, the trees, or something. They perceive it as something outside of themselves. On a deeper truth, we know there isn't anything. We're outside of ourselves.
Right.
We're connected to it all. That's why it moves.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
But what I mean, if through your explanation and what you just shared, the wisdom is, it's important to look at something else that represents power, if you will. Is that what you're saying? Like, you know, when we are going through that moment, it's important to have something that reminds us of who we are, even if it's just a loved one, if it's just our grandchildren or our children, something that reminds us that God still exists. That's what I'm hearing, what you're sharing. Would that be correct?
Yes. I mean, that is a part of it, but my particular interest and focal point with nature is that nature is a very wise teacher, and that nature has mastered the art of self-fulfillment. So in looking, if we are going to, quote, look outside of ourselves in that context, as we would, you know, it would appear to be, to look at wisdom, to observe wisdom, you know, that's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
I know a lot of people look up to celebrities, for example. They'll look to people who made a lot of money, and they'll look up to different, you know, different institutions, or they'll look up to certain things. But I just wanted to say as a tag note there to just to make sure that what you're looking at is wise. You know what I'm saying?
Observe
for wisdom.
And that's you know, it's like, you know, because sometimes when people are in that painful place, there's some things they can't hear. So it's I'm also finding that everything serves. Now, you talked about when you got caught up, if you will. I don't know if you used the word caught up in stardom, but after a while, something shifted in you. Life, you know, and I always see that it's more about a willingness. And the willingness to be more, the willingness to be to grab onto something that's going to pull us to the next level, but not then, not just decide to hold on. Oh, my God, this is what I used to get up to that level, so I got to hold on to it for the rest of my life. Because if you're holding on to something that's temporal, then you really are building your house, your consciousness on sinking sand. And it's
right.
to look into the wisdom of ages. Let's take a call. We have Joe. Joe is calling from Canada, and he has a question. His son is ill.
Hello. I was wondering if you guys could tell me how magnets work.
How magnets work. Okay.
Yeah.
You got. I'm going to mute you. And well, first that's feedback. Second thing I want to and then the other thing is Donnell. You want to speak to that? Because I think you can Google that. But anyway, Donnell, you want to speak to that?
Well, you know, I will speak to that, which is really it's actually a really good question, Joe. I do something called biomagnetic healing. Actually, it's something that I've been doing for about a year and a half, and a healer taught me biomagnetic healing. Obviously, we live in a magnetized, we are magnetic of nature. We live in a magnetized system. If you have any study of physics, you understand magnetism, demagnetization. I work with, and I'll just speak to the way that I work with magnets. I work with magnets in the biology of the human body because the human body is composed primarily of water. Water is an excellent conductor of electricity. Our brains are electrical in nature. They are filled with magnets. Our brains actually are filled with magnets. Our thoughts itself are electrical. That's why our thoughts attract, repel, attract. We have, you know, that's everything is repelling or attracting to us. And I work with aligning the body emotionally and pulling out the toxic emotions through biomagnetic healing. But in that, I do work with actual, real, very powerful magnets. Who knew?
Who knew? Who knew Joe was going to change his question? Because Joe's initial question, for some reason, was he said his son was sick and he wanted to know how spirituality helped. And when we went to him, he wanted to know how magnet works. So good. Thank you for that, Joe. We appreciate that. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show. We are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And all the shows are archived. Today's conversation, today's theme is loving yourself back to life when things fall apart. My guest is Darnella Ford. Her website address is journeytoworthy.org. And we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Darnella, let's talk about worthy to journey, or let's put it this way. Let's talk about your assignment on this plane, on this small plane.
Yeah.
Called Planet. You've done a lot. We're friends, and we're friends on Facebook, and I get to see some of the things that you've been doing. And the idea of loving yourself back to life when things fall apart. Now, there are those of us who live pretty comfortable life. Even though we might think, oh, my God, we're struggling, but there are people who are in such worse conditions. Sometimes I say the poorest person in America seemed like the richest person to somebody else in another country because of the conditions in America. But you've worked with people on Skid Row, and you share that experience on Facebook. Tell us about that. What was that like, the initial process? And I want to pull that out to sort of, sometimes we can know the information. We know the truth. We know that we are one with God. We know that we need to surrender. We know that we need to forgive. But sometimes we can't quite apply it or still don't see how. But in having a different perspective, a different point of view, the person going through the challenge can say, oh, maybe I can shift. It allows a shift, really. So I wanted to hear the process that you facilitated where you supported people from loving themselves back to life when things fell apart.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for asking about that. Of all the work that I've done, Skid Row, here in downtown Los Angeles, I mean, not that any Skid Row is beautiful, just aesthetically or to look at it, but in Los Angeles, obviously being one of the largest cities in America, has a very profound environment on Skid Row. And initially going down into Skid Row, I mean, I began going down to Skid Row 4 years ago doing some public speaking and bringing a message of light and love to the residents of Skid Row. 2013 saw the year that Journey to Worthy was actually launched on Skid Row. And I had an opportunity to go down and work with some of the most beautiful people I've ever met. I think there's a lot of common misconceptions about people on Skid Row. Not everyone on Skid Row is a drug addict or an alcoholic that lost everything and ended up on Skid Row. A lot of people were just like you and I. They had jobs. They lost their homes. They lost their jobs. And they were not able to turn it around in time, and they ended up in the place that is called Skid Row. Hmm. Not everyone has mental health issues. Again, there are a lot of people, a lot of actually beautiful, some of the most beautiful people you will ever meet are on Skid Row. Most people don't know that. Now, yes, are there people with a lot of problems? Yes, there are people that are battling addictions, that are in actively using or in process of recovery. A lot of people who are coming from very profound backgrounds of childhood abuse, prostitution, pretty much anything that you can name, people have gone through and are going through, mental health issues. It was really, you get a perspective in your life and in terms of where you are by going and working with someone who really, when they say they have nothing, they have nothing. They have nothing but the clothes on their back. Many of them have lived on the streets for years. When I say lived on the streets, I mean on the sidewalk, sleeping in boxes at night when it's cold, and, you know, not bathing very frequently just because there's not a lot of opportunity to bathe, eating out of trash cans. And I've worked with people on all of those levels, people eating out of trash cans. They told me it was called catch what you can, catch what you can get, catch what you can retrieve from the trash when someone throws it away. And again, the misconception that most people have is that these people are so foreign to you and I. If you sat down to have a meal with them, if you did not know that this was their life or their past, you would never know because they're just like you and I. They're kind. A lot of them are kind. They smile. They cry. They shed tears. They have, believe it or not, they had childhood, you know, albeit some were good, some were not. Some of them were married. A lot of them have children. They have experienced a lot of the same human experience as you and I. This is just their zip code now, for whatever reason. So I'm most grateful for that. It changed my life. It changed the ground that I stand upon to go down to Skid Row. I found a new family down there. And again, I always laugh, who knew? You know, who knew? Because we have such limited concepts of the way we think about people. Most of us do. Most of us do. That's just generally, you know, but the way we grew up and the way we were taught. I found a new family. I fell in love with lots of people on Skid Row, and I started a writer's circle with a group of women there that wanted to write about the story of their lives. And I work with them and help them put their autobiographies together because that's what I do also, is I'm an award-winning author, so I help people who want to create books. And I tell you, it's been some of the most rewarding work that I've ever done. I can't imagine. I honestly think about my life, I think I can't imagine my life having not been on Skid Row. Can't imagine. It made me rich to be down there, and I know that sounds really ironic. But you know what? I have to tell you the truth. When I finished my Journey to Worthy series, even before I was finished, I never looked at having a key and opening my front door with my own key ever the same again. I always take a moment and I pause in gratitude because consistently one person after the next, one of the things that they wanted, that they spoke about, like the average person speaks about winning the lottery and their eyes get all dreamy and they glaze over. All these people wanted was a key to a one-room apartment that was their own. That was their dream, you know? It just taught me gratitude on such a deeper level.
Yes. No, I get it. I understand. You know, life, I was saying to a friend a few days ago, it's like, you know, this thing called life, it's challenging being on this planet. It's not for wimps. And then you mess around and say you want to be spiritual. You want to know your spiritual identity. Oh, you just upgraded it now, because like life is not for wimps and spirituality is for gladiators. Absolutely. So it's like, and as you talk about you're much richer having worked on Skid Row, it's what I get from that is when we allow life to really teach us, when we allow ourselves to have different experiences, it breaks us open. It breaks our heart open to the love that we are seeking. We get to look at life from a different perspective. And I think sometimes it's harder for people to love themselves back to life because they haven't allowed themselves, really allowed life in. It's like we got to feel, you know, I understand it. It's this comfort zone. We want a space where we can feel comfortable. But real growth, it's going through the seasons. You know, just one time you feel like, oh, things are happening. I mean, my spring, ooh, summer, and before you know it, it's all cold and everything is all dried up. And you just like, but how did I get here? I've been meditating. I've been praying. What's really going on?
Yes.
But the truth is, you know, it is all part of life, and loving ourselves back to life when things fall apart, it requires us to look at life differently. I want to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take a break, do a celestial moment, and when we come back, I want you to talk about how people can learn to believe in their own ability to rise again. When things are challenging, when they may be feeling depressed, when they feel like, you know what, there is nothing I can really do right now. Believing in one's ability as again. Thank you. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. My guest is Donella Ford. And you, my listeners, are enjoying the conversation. I feel it. I know it. If you have any questions for Donella, for myself, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We'll come to those of you who are already on the line. That's okay, Jeff and Joe. We hit you on the rebound. Maybe you are going through your own breakdown. Maybe your life is falling apart. Maybe you just want to bounce off an idea. 347-426-3346. We're going to take a break, come back with Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and then we're going to continue the conversation.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hudson, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information about sponsorship, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Yo, yo, yo. From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis the season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing of gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings. All of which breathes new life into the play experience every week with yours truly, Ombasa Sofira. Every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. You can claim your gift at Ombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Ombasa. See you on the playground. Play experience Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Hi, this is Celeste Morgan from the Celestial Show, wishing you and yours a happy holiday.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And we are here Monday to Wednesdays, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived, and you can subscribe on iTunes. Simply type in Life, L-I-F-E, Conversations, and the shows will be downloaded onto your devices. And now it's time for Celeste Morgan, the lady with the voice, and Celestial Moment. She's getting ready to give us the spiritual weather report. Hey, Celeste.
Hello, Life Coach today, and Darnella. What a beautiful, edifying conversation you both are having. Really appreciate you, especially during this time of the holidays. Very powerful to be thinking about these things. So let me get right to it so I can continue enjoying when I'm not screening the calls, listening to this powerful convo. So I'm really excited about the number of the day because it's a preview of the number coming in for 2014, which is seven.
Seven.
Everybody loves seven. But seven takes you on a journey. A lot of people think it's completion, honey. You better stop that. That's the number nine. We're playing with seven. So enjoy this preview with the Celestial Moment. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace all that is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals seven, and if it happens to be your birthday, this is your lesson number for the whole year. Seven is ruled by the planet Neptune, with its focus on liberating one from intellectual consciousness, bringing extremes of beauty and love to the senses and emotions. From Roman theology, Neptune was the god of the ocean. Seven is also the sacred number of an African goddess, Imoja, who is the mother of the oceans. Seven also makes an appearance as the chariot in tarot, and the chariot is astrologically associated to the sign of Cancer, representing mother love, nurturing, protection, and psychic power. 7 has a lot of water. The letters of the alphabet connected to 7 are G, P, and Y. So words like goddess, power, and yogi connect us to the divine power of number 7. Now, 7 also shows up as the whale watcher in the Wisdom of the Hidden Realms Oracle Cards by Colette Baring Reid. And that's where we're going to put the spotlight. The whale watcher represents wisdom and power of the divine. We are invited to maintain our connection by staying aware of our own water levels. Water represents our emotional state. It is a feminine element and asks us about our receptivity. The number 7 invites you to go out into the deep and get ready for a haul. Today, we are going to put the focus more closely on a whale watcher from the sacred text. There's a story of a woman who came at high noon to get her water from the well. Most people came to get their water in the morning to share in news of community and glad tidings. Though she thought and possibly prayed to be alone, she found a man standing there, Jesus. He asked her for water. She gave him a political discourse about his right to do so. She went further to express the differences in how people expected her people to worship. He then read the events in her life and offered one last gift, not the water of the people, but the water of the Spirit. He said, indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the water she wanted, and said a sacred yes to receive. On this day, she became restored to community, and she became restored to herself. On this day, she greeted the divine. And that's the story of 7, told through the whale watcher of the Wisdom of the Hidden Realms Oracle Cards by Colette Baring Reid. All is well. I'll see you on Tuesday, around 1, for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste, for reminding us to drink from the living water of grace so we may be transformed. Thank you. I appreciate you, Celeste.
My pleasure.
Life is good. It's getting better. Destiny Muhammad is the music you hear. Destiny Muhammad, harpist from the hood. To find out more about her, her website address is destinymuhammad.com. We're talking loving yourself back to life when things fall apart. My guest is Donella Ford, and we're going to continue the conversation. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. If you don't want to call in because you don't want people to know your business, you can post your questions or comments, thoughts. You can post in the chat room, and we'll get to it, but we encourage you post it in one of the light pages, or what I call the land pages, land and like and fan put together. I created that word, land pages. We have a land page, and it's Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show, and the other land page is Life Conversations Radio, Life Conversations Radio. Let's get back and continue the conversation. We've got the spiritual weather forecast. There it is. Now we're going to go inward and help you change your thermostat on the inside so you can be in alignment with all that life is. Welcome back, Donella.
Thank you.
Now, what I want to talk about is, I want you to speak to it. Helping people. What can people do to help themselves in... we'll do that first. I want you to speak on that, and then we got a call. We got something for you. Helping people believe in themselves, in their own ability to rise again, to resurrect, even though everything is falling apart and they feel like they're standing on water rather than solid ground.
Mm-hmm. were you asking me, did you want me to start speaking now, or were you, I wasn't sure if you were finished. I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, I'm done. I'm like,
trying to be a
better
listener.
Speak to it.
Now you, I passed the mic to you. Now you got the mic. Like, speak
okay,
to
you.
Believing in one's ability to rise again. You got the mic.
I'm trying to be a better listener. Okay, thank you so much. You know, it's a great question, and it's definitely a much needed question, especially now, in terms of trusting your ability to rise again. One of the things I have observed in my own journey and my own challenges in the last several years, one of the things that I will do with myself, and I always recommend if you can just simply understand a couple of things. One is that the way the universe works. The universe is a system of balance. So in other words, it has been said that if it swings to the left really hard, is also simultaneously going to swing to the right balance, that your life is always working toward a state of balance, even in the imbalance of everything. And I think that one of the things that you have to understand is understanding that if we don't, okay, the bottom line is this, life is evolution. Life is change. Change is growth. If we are not changing and growing, then what we're doing obviously is dying. So in being able to be aware or be mindful that no matter what the season is for us, if we're enjoying summer, spring, or if we're in the dead of winter, that we are in a growing and evolutionary process, just to hold on to that into the back of our minds as we're going through the pain. In other words, as painful as something is, there's something in it for us. We're going to come out on higher ground because we have gone through this experience. Now, it's always the challenge of the human to see that when we're in it, right? Because pain is pain, and we retreat from pain. We withdraw from pain. No one wants to be in pain, right? But if we can keep our focus on understanding that there's something happening in my life right now, I always ask people to write three things that you actually feel you're getting from the moment. As painful as it is, as excruciating as the moment is, the moment still comes bearing gifts. It comes bearing gifts. And a lot of times what people fail to realize is in moving in the direction of something that you do want, sometimes you will experience things that you don't. You know, maybe you want a loving relationship that is more in alignment with who you are becoming. And let's say you're in something right now that does not vibe at that frequency. So, guess what? Maybe that relationship ends, which is very painful, which is difficult. Now you're single again, starting over. It can be very challenging as you move in the direction of attracting what you have already put out into the universe that you want, that it is in process of bringing you, but must moving you through this space that you're currently in. So I look at all of life in that way. I always say, no matter what, I know I'm gonna get something good out of this moment, no matter what the moment
right.
is. And I've been able to see. I mean, and I'm not talking just about the loss of a job, which can be very disturbing and painful, and you know, but even the loss of loved ones. You know, I always say now my claim to fame is 2009, 2010, 2011, and 2012. 4 years back-to-back, the four closest people made the transition, the four closest people to me, culminating in February of 2012, when my very best friend made a dramatic exit off the planet. Every year on some level, it was a rebuilding myself from the ground up. In 2012, I thought I was done. I just thought, I can't do this anymore. Back-to-back-to-back, just when I begin to breathe again, boom, someone else decides in a hurry that they're going to leave, right? And the human part of me took it very hard. My best friend was 39 years old, two teenage daughters. It really, in the moment, it really leveled me. Pain beyond words in the moment. But at the end of the day,
I look back upon that, and it has not been an easy walk. It has not been an easy journey forward without this person in the physical, day-to-day, you know, chatting it up on the phone 3-4 times like we did. It has been a huge adjustment in my life. But I ask myself, even in that, what did you get from this moment? 2009, mm-hmm. 2010, 2011, ultimately 2012. What did you get from this moment? Did it change you? Yes. How did it change you? It made me more compassionate. It made me value and cherish people in a way that I never would have in my lifetime. If I'd lived 100 years, I would have never grown in this way that I did within 4 years. Back-to-back, devastation. And it doesn't mean that you have to always have a devastation and crises to change you or to shift you, but you know what? Sometimes it does happen like that. And, yes. You know, those are powerful shifters. And you know what? Honestly, you do make, I would say, I'll speak for myself in saying I have made the greatest evolutionary changes and leaps of consciousness when I've been in excruciating pain. Why? Because now I am humble. Now life has all of my attention, all of it. For the most part, unless we're really dealing with something, most of us do live quite distracted lives. We're working, we're raising families, we're doing all of these things, and then in between time, we have this amazing thing called technology. So we're emailing and iPhoning and iPadding and iPodding and texting and right, like it's a whole new different generation just from technology alone. So what I'm saying is that many times, most people really do live day to day disconnected. As connected as we are to each other, we're still quite disconnected to ourselves, right? So
yes.
People stand still when they're in pain. If you get a sharp pain, what happens? You stop. Ooh, get a sharp pain, you will stop moving. Everything stops. When your body shoots a sharp pain, it has your undivided attention.
Yes.
Right? And you can't think of anything else. You cannot. You ain't thinking about a text. Unless it's 911, you know what I'm saying? You ain't thinking about iPhone, or Facebook. You ain't trying to check, you know, YouTube to see what new videos they have put up today. So it's almost like, in that way, when we are in pain, you know, I think sometimes it's just about changing the way that we view it. Even though going through challenges, It hurts. You know, I have gone through even more challenge in 2013. This is the first year in 4 years that, you know, I have not been speaking at a funeral of someone very close to me. You know, this is the first year. And I appreciate the breath that I can take this year to regroup. But it's interesting, now that I got through all of that, then the end of the relationship that I was in, which ended, you know, because it was time, because we outgrew it. And, you know, so there's always going to be something in life to challenge us. But you know what? We're up for it. That's why we came here. We are up for the challenge. I think that's one thing you have to remember. When you're going through pain, you have to remember, you know what? I am strong enough. Even if you don't see in the moment, how am I going to get up tomorrow? How am I going to make it? How am I going to, you know, because the brain wants to know, right? Everything to be plotted and planned out. It's day by day. Sometimes it really is moment by moment. And people who are going through a grieving process will tell you it's minute by minute. It's hour by hour. Mm-hmm. It comes in waves like the ocean. If you look at the ocean, right, and you watch the waves come in. And if you stand in the middle of the ocean at high tide, you'll be pummeled by the waves. But then the waves will subside, and there'll be a period of calm. But hold on, because another wave is coming. And such is the grieving process. Again, I have to bring it back to nature. Why? Nature is our teacher. When you're going through, here's interesting, when you're going through pain, you're going to have moments of excruciating pain. And then something's going to happen, believe it or not, in the course of your 24-hour day. You may break a smile. Even if you're resistant to it, you may run across a kitten, or you may see the cutest little baby you've ever seen. Something will happen, and you will break a smile. In that moment, that's the calm. You may hear your favorite song on the radio. You may, your favorite meal. You may, something will happen. A random act of kindness directed on your path. will cause you to break a smile, and in that moment you'll be standing in calm waters. Catch your breath in that moment and give thanks. And ride on the strength of the beautiful moments. You know, I will tell you, this is one of my secrets at getting through great pain. One of the things I did two things. Every day I went to the park for 1 hour and I sat up on the ground. Why did I sit up on the ground? Under a tree. Because the tree represented strength and I wanted to be as strong as the tree, so I would sit beside the tree. And I would sit on the ground and I would say, I want to cry my tears into a space that is strong enough to hold them.
Mm-hmm.
And I would cry and let my tears fall upon the ground, and I said, I trust the earth is strong enough to hold my tears. And mm-hmm. as it hurts, it heals. That's one of the things that I did. Now, again, not everybody is that attuned to nature, but really nature can become one of your best friends. If you're not attuned to nature, start spending time outside. It's so healing. It's so healthy. Go to a park. Go to a river. Go to take a walk, hike. There's so many natural places on the planet to do that, that's undisturbed by man. It's very healing in the body, and it's very healing in the spirit. Another thing that I did is, when you're in pain, connect with the little moments to bring smiles. Like, everybody loves something. Like, I love babies. I love cheeks. I love little baby cheeks. I love animals. I love cats. I love kittens. I love puppies. I love dogs. Find something that you love, and then surround yourself by it. If you love children, surround yourself by children. You know, just for me, it was healing just to go to Starbucks. Why was it healing to go to Starbucks? Not because I really cared about getting a coffee. I don't even drink coffee. I drink tea. But in Starbucks, people would come and they'd bring their children. They'd bring babies in strollers. They'd bring their animals and they'd leave them outside. They'd put them on, tie them to the patio, and they would have coffee with their dog. So I love babies. I love animals. So you know what? I was at Starbucks. Why? So that I could connect with that which felt healing for me.
Mm.
It is our job, you know. And here's the thing. Here's the harsh part. It's not the harsh part, but it's the real part. It's sometimes we're so conditioned out of empowering ourselves, and we're waiting for someone else to do it, waiting for someone else to save us, waiting for someone else to come in and rescue us from this horrible pain and this horrible moment. And the thing is, you know what, we do have a certain amount of obligation to ourselves. At the end of the day, we have to rescue ourselves. You know, whenever I get an opportunity to speak anywhere, I speak of having life-affirming behaviors every day of your life so that these can pull you through during a crisis. What do I mean by this? One of the things that I do practice regularly is yoga. Yoga is life-affirming, yoga is healing, yoga adjusts the physical body, and it also adjusts the biochemical levels in the brain. That's a life-affirming practice. Exercising, walking, listening to music, classical music actually does something with the left hemisphere and the right hemispheres of the brain, and it makes them work more in sync. So find something that is soothing for you, that feels good for you. Do something good for your body. When I'm going through a particular difficult time, I will cut back on my sugar intake simply because I have more clarity when I don't eat sugar. There is something to be said for fasting. There's a reason why the masters fasted. Make sure you drink enough water. A minimum of 8 glasses a day, 64 ounces. Make sure you're eating close to the earth. You know, how much color is on your plate? How much meat products are you consuming? We are a nation of excess, so we eat in excess of red meat. So be mindful of all of these things. When you are in pain, ask yourself, how much sunlight have I received? Now, of course, for me, it's easier. I'm on the West Coast, right? It's going to be 80 degrees every day, so we have it made in California.
Right.
But ask yourself, how much exercise, how much does the body need, longs for, and begs for movement? Movement, stretching, bending. How much walking, how much exercise have I given my body? How much natural parts of the earth have I consumed? Because the body is composed of the elements of the earth. So how much am I eating in accordance to what the actual body temple itself is? How much water? number one reason for chronic fatigue that people experience throughout the course of the day is dehydration. People are dehydrated. That's why they get tired at their desk. How much water am I drinking?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Back to nature again.
All of these, you know, and it's funny because it just, no matter how, even if I'm not even trying to, I can't get away from it because it really is what we are.
So these are things that will help.
You know, there is a way to minimize and reduce the severity of the pain. We're going to go through pain. Of course we are. It's part of the human experience. You know, but there's two things. We can go through pain or we can suffer. Suffering is optional. Pain is not, but mm-hmm. suffering is optional. So we can help ourselves. We can alleviate symptoms. We can, you know, also what kind of support group do we have? Not everybody has a support group. Actually, more people than not, a lot of people don't have a support group. You know, finding something, you know, a good teacher or spiritual teacher, someone that we resonate with,
That is,
know,
so
people,
that is so important, having a support
huge,
group.
Yeah. Huge, huge, huge. Mm-hmm. I, you know, for those of us who live in California, Journey to Worthy, I do a private Journey to Worthy in my home every couple of months, and that's just a support group of people around the city of Los Angeles that can come. It's like a big family. It's an evening of love and inspiration, and we have topics, you know, a topic for the month. And it's just about a place of coming to connect with like-minded people and inspiring one another. And I get just as much out of it as the people who come to my mm-hmm. home to be inspired. So it's important that we, because, you know, we need each other. We love each other. We help each other. We heal each other. We need each other. And it's important to have that, you know. I work with a lot of people one-on-one, people who are going through crises, people who are just wanting to make changes and shifts, people who are stuck in patterns. They want to get out of the patterns. And it's a beautiful thing to have some help, you know what? And don't be so proud that you can't ask, like, I need help. You know what? Because we all do it one time or another in our life. We all need help.
Mm-hmm. And that makes a lot of, that's one thing that we don't do very well, because sometimes we think asking for help, we don't want to appear weak. You said a lot of different things there to help people in the movement and really being able to love themselves back to life, because it is important. The little acts that we take, the little action, having a support group, asking for help, that's a loving act. You know, spending time in nature, that's you loving yourself. And earlier you said something, but I want to come back to that. Well, we're talking about support group, and I've got somebody on the line who wants to thank you for being her support, her accountability partner. We have Mina from Seattle. Hey, Mina. Are you there, Mina?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I am. I was on mute.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi, Mina.
Thank you so much for being here on the radio. I was just listening to your conversation, and I was so touched by everything that you said, all the work that you do on Skid Row there in Hollywood, and I just wanted to thank you for opening up my heart to your story and seeing where I'm at and really recognizing the blessings all around me. And so thank you for opening up my heart, especially just by sharing your story here on this radio station.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I can feel the love
thank
that
you,
you are. Thank you. I can just feel the love that you are putting out there. And mm-hmm. just by you telling us your story, it's just letting us mirror your story with our story and seeing where we are at in our lives right now and all the blessings mm-hmm. we do have.
Wow.
Thank you
so much. Mm. Thank you for reaching out.
Yes,
I appreciate hearing back from you. That's great feedback. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Mina. Appreciate you. Thank you for calling Life Conversations Radio. Now, Darnell, I want to ask you something. This is popping up in my head. There were several things, and you addressed one of it, because I wanted you to share how you loved yourself back to life when things fell apart, and you did. You talked about the death of people that were close to you. And I just had this kind of insight. It's like, it looks like most of humans' pain is all about ending. What do I mean by that? you know, when something ends, there's this there's some kind of programming, like, oh, my God, this something so good ended, or the way I see myself is going to end. I'm moving to a new home. I don't know if I'm going to like it. Death is about ending. And even when people achieve their goals, when something is going well, you hear people say, you know, I'm really enjoying it, but I'm kind of nervous because I'm wondering when the other shoe is going to drop. So there's this fear about ending and death and just a new beginning. What simple tool would you prescribe for us to become a better embracer of endings, knowing that with every ending comes a new beginning?
Right. You know, it's so funny because in that almost you answered the question and the heels of what you just said, in knowing that in every ending there is a beginning. It's interesting because we have a contradiction in our consciousness on ending, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. We are taught from childhood, from infancy up, from toddlers, right? Hold on, right? When you learn how to walk, hold on, hold on. As a young child, you're taught hold hands, hold on, hold on to the railing, hold on. When you get older, you're taught to hold on to your good job, hold on to your mate, hold on to your house, hold on to your money, hold on, hold on, hold on. So we are taught that life success equals holding on. We are never taught hold on to your life, hold on to your last breath, hold on to everything, right? We are never taught. And it's interesting, now I just got another thought on the heels of that. Look at how much trouble people have losing weight. We're not taught how to let go. We're not taught how to let go. We're only taught how to hold on. Lack of limitation, scarcity consciousness, hold on, hold on. Hold on to your money. Hold on to your savings account. Hold on to your 401K. Hold on for retirement, right? So really, it's a great question that you pose. But I don't know that you can really address the question without looking at the consciousness that most of us have been brought up in, and in the mass consciousness of human society. How do you hold, how do you let go with grace when everything in you every day suggests that you do what? Hold on. So to me, in addressing that, in essence, you live in reverse is what I say with myself. In other words, I begin to notice the things that people don't see. What am I looking for? What lets go? You know, once again, let me go back into nature. And I'm telling you right now, as I'm sitting at my desk, I'm looking at this tree outside my window. Fascinated me 3 days ago when I wrote that inspired thought, because the tree was letting go of all of its leaves, and I was literally sitting here watching them just fall off the tree. I was watching this tree let go. What I noticed, it didn't look afraid, it didn't look worried, it didn't look concerned. It was not anxious that it was never going to have leaves again. And I just looked at that and I said, oh my God, I am witnessing a miracle right here, right now, that if every human being could tap into the wisdom of that tree, life as we know it would be so much easier. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, going back to nature, I mean, it seems like, I feel like I'm from one of those animal shows or something, Animal Kingdom, or what were the shows when we were kids and we grew up? I mean, and it wasn't even my intention to be so nature-oriented today, but I guess at the end of the day, I guess
But, you know, but there's the thing. I don't even want you to apologize for it because it is so true. We are so disconnected from nature. We're disconnected from nature because we're disconnected from ourselves. We think the healing is in outside of ourselves. And what you are making a space for, what you're allowing, is to remind us that you have it now. Connect with your nature. Your nature is goodness.
Very good.
Your
nature
is wisdom. Yes. Your nature is grounded, is grounded in energy that goes beyond words. And we need to be reminded, especially where we in a country where we come out the house, jump in the car, go to work, go into the air conditioning place or artificial air and stuff, get back in the car. We don't walk on grass. We don't step on the ground. We act like nature's going to attack us. So for me, go ahead and nature on. Go ahead and nature on.
I love it. I love it. Well, you know, it's really something I do sometimes in my public addresses. You know, people will just go blank on me after a while with nature, and I know, and I understand it's because they don't really sometimes understand. They haven't spent a lot. I mean, I'm living in a city. I mean, I'm in LA, so I'm in the city. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, if you don't really haven't befriended nature, it's not a part of your life. It seems like a foreign concept, you know. And you're right, it is a little taboo. But, you know, I just look for ways, you know, you don't have to go to a classroom to be a student, because really this whole thing is one big giant classroom. So every day of your life, you are a walking student of life. And if you open your conscious eyes, your consciousness, you will begin to see that nature will teach you graciously, the animals will teach you, the children will teach you, that anything that has not been tainted will teach you, that remains in its pure form. You know, children come in, they're very pure. They watch, just observe 2- and 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds. Observe them, watch them, listen to them. And in that, you would touch your true nature, love,
you know,
vulnerability.
I want to do two things here. I want to do something here because time is doing what time does. It keeps moving. I got two topics I want to throw at you, and I want you to see if you can answer them in like 2-3 minutes. So the first thing I want you to speak on, I want you to speak on depression, how people can support themselves, and even when I say support themselves, it doesn't have. I'm not talking about just an individual journey, because supporting yourself is about reaching out. But I wanted to speak to that because a lot of people go through depression because they lost a loved one, or you know, this is their holiday season, the Christmas and everything, and they don't know how to get through it. And then I also want you to speak to, and they're not, and you can do it in any order, is what can people do to separate themselves or how they see themselves from the challenges that they're going through, rather than thinking, I am so jacked up, I'm a defaulted program, product, there's something wrong with me because I'm having challenges. How can they separate themselves from what they're going through and remind themselves of who they really are? And the other one is depression. So I'll let you do your thing, because I know you can go. So I'll give you both topics and do your thing.
Both topics. Okay, so if I could do 2 minutes on each, I would say with depression, I think it's really important to take care of your physical apparatus. There are biochemical changes that happen all the time in the body that are coming from our thought processes and also from our food intake, our diet. So ask yourself, again, am I getting movement in my body? If you are severely depressed and you get no movement, it's going to make it worse. If you are depressed and you're getting movement, even a 20-minute walk, if you do 20 minutes of walking in a park and you can focus on long stretches of green, it actually does a neurological shift in your body and it changes your blood chemistry. So if you can walk and be in a natural environment, your frequency rises, you will feel better. Again, if you can make sure that you're consuming a lot of water, at least 64 ounces a day is very important. Eat as close to the earth if you can. The more depressed, the cleaner your diet. No sugar. If you're extremely depressed, lay low on sugar for a while. Exercise, movement, meditation, sitting still, quieting your mind, giving yourself permission to disconnect from your own thought processes. Allow them to move through you. Observe them. Have no judgment. Also, how are you treating yourself? What are you saying to yourself when you look in the mirror? Have you given yourself a hug lately? There were many days and many nights when all that I could do was just to hug myself and say, I love you, Darnella. I love you, Darnella. So that feels very foreign, I know, to most people, but you know what? Today is as good a day as any to begin to love yourself. Give yourself a hug. Do something kind for yourself. If you can afford it, go get a massage. Move energy, shift energy, go get a wonderful massage, treat yourself kindly, do kind things, kind gestures to yourself. Share your feelings with a trusted friend. Allow yourself to let someone love you, support you, help you. Allow yourself to be around the laughter of children. Why? Because it will heal you. Allow yourself to pet an animal. It will heal you. So those are a couple of tips on the depression. And in terms of, I know you gave me a second component in terms
it's really helping people. Yeah, maybe two tips, one or two tips of what people can do to separate themselves in a where they don't start to judge who they are, their existence, based on the challenges they're going through, rather than I am such a flop up because my life is going on like this, I have to learn this and whatever. And they create these crazy stories.
Well, here's going to be, I think, one of the most important and powerful things that a person can do. It's going to be a practice to involve oneself and to become better and better at it. But if you can become aware of the story that you're telling yourself inside of your own head, it's very important. Become conscious of your inner dialogue. Because here's the thing. You have the thought first, and then the thought creates the feeling in your body. If you're having a feeling, it doesn't feel good, trace the feeling back to the thought. What is the story that I am telling myself about this moment? Your ability to navigate through any situation is not going to be based upon the situation itself. It is going to be based upon the story you tell yourself about the situation. So ask yourself, am I telling myself a story of empowerment, or am I disempowering myself by what I'm telling myself? Obviously, above all else, when I say be kind to yourself, the things that we say to ourselves, we would never say to another. We wouldn't even say to a stranger. Therefore, treat yourself with the same courteousness, the same dignity, the same politeness as you would the stranger on the street, reinforcing kind things. Begin to do a reflection also and to realize that, you know what, everything changes, and this too really shall pass. Everything in this dimension is transitory. It's temporal. It will pass. Hang on for the ride. Take care of yourself in the meantime, in between time. Eat well. Drink lots of water. Get movement in the body and rest and laugh and love, and you'll be fine.
Yes,
saying
indeed.
Saying that from someone who crawled out of the ditch, you will be fine. Trust me on that.
That's it. That's it. I mean, there's really, you know, inspiration comes from those dark places. Sometimes we go through hell to really experience heaven. It's part of life. Ending is part of life. Depression, all the challenges, all the things that we run from, it's part of life.
Yes.
But we have to develop our spiritual muscles in order to be able to navigate it. So, Darnella, my sister, thank you very much. I appreciate you. Let listeners know what you're up to or how they can find you before we release you.
Oh, yes. I am. You can always go to my website, journeytoworthy.org, and it's just like it's spelled journey, T-O, journeytoworthy.org. I will leave a contact phone number if anyone is interested in having a private session with me. The sessions are 90 minutes. And I do them by phone or in person if you're in the Los Angeles area. So I can be reached at 818-458-2062 if you would like to set up a Journey to Worthy appointment. And that's 818-458-2062. And I help people through all sorts of situations, from crises just to every day I'm stuck in my life and I need to move. So there you go.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you, my sister. I really appreciate you, and I look forward to our next conversation, if it's on the phone or on the radio. I know it's going to be good.
Thank you for having me. Bless you so much. Always I bless the work you do on this planet. It's so important. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Life is good. It's getting better. You can love yourself back to life. Let's see. We got a question here for me that was emailed. I think we've got time to answer that. I'll answer that. We won't take any more calls. Tomorrow, what am I doing tomorrow? Tomorrow I'm flying solo, so make sure you join me. I'm listening for what the show conversation is going to be about. It may be a wrap-up to the theme of the month, which is living with the one. And if you think of everything that Darnella talked about, is all of it brings you back to yourself. You are the one, one with the one, and we must schedule time to go to the spiritual gym so that when the weights of life come at us, your spiritual muscle is strong enough to deal with it. And not only that, that you are in a place where you can say, you know what, I got to put that down for a minute. I just got to let that go. I need to go do some more work in order to build my spiritual muscles. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I've got a question that was emailed to me. Celeste is going to read it, and we're going to release the show. 347-426-3346. But we're not. I don't know why I'm giving out numbers, because we're not taking a call right now. I let people keep in their memory bank. Okay. So what's the question that was emailed so we can knock it out? And
okay. Well, it's a goodie. This is from Maria. Dear Life Coach today, is it possible to block your spiritual blessings through unforgiveness and bitterness? Does God punish us for not being nice and holding grudges? Maria.
I think you answered your own question, Maria. Oh, no, let me put it this way. Your answer's in the question. I mean, is it possible to block your spiritual blessings through unforgiveness? Yes. Through bitterness? Yes. Does God punish us for not being nice and holding grudges? It's no point. Because if you are holding grudges and not being nice, you're doing such a good job punishing yourself, God is like, she don't need my help. She got it. Yes, of course. A spiritual journey is about letting go. It's really looking at the negative energies, the negative relationship, and being able to shine the light on them. God don't need to punish you. God don't need to punish any of us. We do such a great job. God doesn't live in the business of punishing. Love does not know to punish. People say love is blind. God is love. Love is God. Love is not blind. Love sees beyond the petty stuff, the petty things. So love sees all. Love is the all-seeing eye. So, no, love loves you. God loves you. Loves you enough and allows you to hold unforgiveness. Loves you enough to hold bitterness. The question you want to ask, that I'm asking you, is unforgiveness or bitterness serving you? It is serving you. It's like if you have a water hose and you turn on the water faucet and it's coming out full blast, and you get the hose and you put a kink in it and hold it tight. Now, depending on what you're trying to achieve, if you're trying to wash your car, water your lawn, that's not the best way to go about it. So, yeah, your spiritual blessings need room and channel to flow through. So, yes, yes, and yes. Go ahead and confront it. And true forgiveness is really self-forgiveness. Self-forgiveness. And when you get to a place when you can love yourself completely, you might not even have the need to forgive anymore, because you get to see through the eyes of compassion. You get to look at people and recognize, you know, everybody's trying their best. Sometimes some people mess up, some people act a fool, but you know what? It is what it is. You are responsible for your own emotional well-being. You are responsible for your own vibration. So, Maria, Mother Mary, do your work. Do your work.
I'm surprised you didn't throw any Santa Claus thing in there. I'm surprised you didn't throw any Santa Claus thing in there, but great answer.
Oh, no. I just was... No.
There's no coal in your stocking.
I wanted Maria to have it real simple. You know, it is. You know, people think that people are struggling forgiveness. That's one way of loving yourself back to life when things fall apart. Even if what happened, if you say, I was the reason this happened, now my life is upside down. Sometimes your life needs to be upside down so you can see from a different perspective. So rather than judge yourself from your life being upside down, ask yourself, what do I see here? Let me check something. Oh, my God. Because if you just stand up and bend over and look between your legs. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but I don't mean it as crazy as it sounds. Or maybe just in my head, so whichever way. But just look at life. What I'm saying is look at life from a different perspective. You can lie down. You can squat. Look at where you are from a different perspective right now, if you can. But then take that deeper. Whatever you're moving through, whatever you're going and growing through, give yourself the opportunity to look at it from a different perspective. What if everything you believed about what has happened is not true? What if everything you believed about yourself is a lie? I'll leave you with that.
as you live with the one and love yourself back to life when things fall apart. God's got your back. Life is for you, not against you. You can never flop it up. Flop. Faulty, limited, and outdated programs. You can't flop it up. You may think you're flopping up your life, but you can't. It's like a movie, like an actor on set. You know, they go act things out, and then they come back, they're back to themselves. Be gentle. Be easy. Hang out with nature. Go lie on some grass, even if it's cold. That will wake you up anyway. Thank you, Celeste.
Thank you.
Oh, let's see. Do you think we have time for? Well, I don't know. Okay, well, let's see. I'm just going to take this call real quick.
You got it.
I know, right? Because we're getting ready to release the show. But before I do that, I'm going to
take a call. Here we go.
Okay.
Right, go ahead.
We'll make this a quick call.
Okay.
Hello. Oh, maybe they didn't press it. Maybe they didn't press one. Maybe one just told. Maybe we were just told to remind people that you are the one. All right. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. It is the essence of who you really are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And allow yourself to be loved. And remember, everything must change. Whatever you're going through, you're feeling real good, it's going to change. You're feeling real bad, it's going to change. But what is constant is the love that you are, the love of God for you, and life is always going to support you. This is Carlton Pearson. Everything must change, and I'm changing myself right now, and I'll be back all brand new tomorrow. The all-new Life Coach at 8, 12 p.m. Eastern. To find out more about Carlton Pearson, go to his website, bishoppearson.com. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings.
And whether our intention is to change ourselves or some element of the world around us, we cannot simply wish for transformation or hope that our lives will be altered through circumstance. If our patterns of thought and behavior remain unchanged, our lives will continue to unfold much as they have previously. Making change, managing change, and mastering change is on the agenda of all who expect to remain relevant and relate to this new season in the universe and in time. Wayne Dyer puts it this way: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one stays the same. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.